Indeed, he has risen.
Well, good morning, everyone. Today being the third Sunday of the month, on this fourth Sunday after Easter, it is our tradition here at St. John the Baptist for me or Deacon Stephen, if in alternating fashion, to speak directly to our young people, to the children in our parish. And I hope that most of our kids are watching this morning. I certainly miss all of you. It's rather weird just looking into a camera and not seeing your faces. But I'm imagining you right now. I'm imagining you being right here on these pews. My grandchildren and the Kerr children, the May children, the Bice girls, and the Samuel and George Little. And I'm probably going to not remember somebody, but I love you all, and I certainly miss you. And this time apart has been hard, hasn't it? It's been hard not being able to be here at church physically. We're grateful that we have the technology, that you can at least see the images and the sounds of the Mass. But it's not quite the same thing, is it? I miss being able to give you hugs. I miss being able to talk to you face to face. I miss being able to ask you questions and for you to be able to respond. And maybe we'll have that technology one day if you're not here again. But hopefully this will never happen again once we get past this coronavirus thing, or as my one granddaughter calls it, the rainbow bug. I have no idea where she gets that. But it is sad. It's sad being apart. But this is what Jesus was teaching and talking to his disciples about. Have you ever been sad in being separated from someone? Have you cried because your parents left for a little while? Or maybe your grandparents came to visit and you were sad to see them go. I remember when I was a kid, probably all the way up until 12, 13 years old, I didn't get to see my mom's parents, my mama and pawpaw Oaks, who lived down below Roanoke, Virginia. So we didn't get to see them that often, but when they did come and visit, it really was a sad time. I remember fighting tears, to trying not to cry when they would leave. And I'm sure that probably the first time mom and dad left me at home with a babysitter for the first time, I'm sure that that was probably a sad time. But of course, we started to grow up, and my older brother Wes and I would often then be left to watch the younger kids when mom and dad would go away for maybe a few hours in the evening. Well, I remember one night, I wanted to tell you this story. One night while still living in the old parsonage, the old Methodist parsonage up on 27 North Church Street, which is now where the Thurmont Community Ambulance Building is next to the fire hall. That was the location of the old parsonage for the Thurmont United Methodist Church. And my brother Mark and I shared a bedroom up on the second floor. It was a two-story house. Mom and Dad had left for the evening, and they were later than normal, I think, in getting back home. So like the good older brother, I made sure that that house was locked up good and tight before I took my younger brother Mark off the bed. And what I had done was I had locked the kitchen door, which was the entrance they came through. I locked the kitchen door, but I also put the security chain lock up, so that when my mom and dad got home, Dad was able to unlock the kitchen door, but he could not open it because I had put the security chain. I'd fastened the security chain. Well, my brother Mark and I, we were dead asleep upstairs in our bedroom. And all of a sudden, Mark, who was probably no more than about 3 years old, jumps onto my bed and starts shaking me. He said, Jim, there's somebody outside the window. And I thought he was just dreaming. I said, just go back to bed. No, somebody's outside the window. Then I heard this banging. Jim. And somebody calling me. And I was scared. There was somebody outside my window knocking and calling my name. I didn't know if it was God or what. So I very easily got out of bed and I pulled the blind back to see my dad out there on the roof of the porch, knocking on the window, telling me to go downstairs and open up the kitchen door. Well, of course, I was glad to see that it was my dad. And even though we laugh about that now, think about that now, there was a joy in seeing my dad return. But you know, I lost my dad, it's been now almost just about 17 years ago. He departed this life, he died. And that's perhaps the greatest separation that we might face. And when death comes, it is a sad thing for those, especially those whom we really love. But I want to share with you that Jesus, in saying, I go away, and he knew that the disciples would be sad. He said, it's good that I go away, because I'm going to send my Holy Spirit, the Comforter. So in Jesus going away, and Jesus looking ahead at the time when he would ascend into heaven and no longer be bodily visible on this earth, Jesus was saying, I'm sending you a Comforter, the person of the Holy Spirit. He will comfort you. Jesus said, I didn't even tell you everything that I could tell you, but the Holy Spirit will continue to lead you into all truth. He will continue to teach you. And I want you to know today that even as we may be sad and sorrowful at losses that we have in life, I want to remind you that in the resurrection of Jesus, in his ascension into heaven, and in sending his Holy Spirit, the Paraclete, the Comforter, at Pentecost, we have not only been brought comfort, but God in the Holy Spirit continues to lead us into truth. It is the Holy Spirit that continues to open our eyes to the invisible mysteries of the church. It is the Holy Spirit that enables me to speak to you, even in artificial means through these broadcasts, to speak to your heart. It is the Holy Spirit that transforms common bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ, that we may receive healing of body and soul and life everlasting. Let us not be sorrowful. Let whatever sorrow that is temporary in this life just melt away at knowing that God will never leave us. He's always there. He's always present in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. Let us give thanks that even in this time of separation, you and I, by the Holy Spirit, can continue to share the joy of the communion that we have in him. I love you. I miss you. But that we will rejoice in the day where we will once again be reunited in the flesh, in the body. Until then, God bless you, and continue to let the joy of Pascha fill your hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.